Watch, Democrat Congresswoman, Trump not welcome in El Paso. By Amy Furr on August 5, 2019. President Trump is not welcome in El Paso, Texas. Following the mass shooting that occurred on Saturday, Democratic Representative Veronica Escobar, DTX, said Monday. It is shocking to me that President Trump is so utterly self-aware. And this is why, from my perspective, he is not welcome here. Escobar said during an interview on MSNBC's Morning Joe program. He should not come here while we are in mourning, the congresswoman declared. Escobar also tried to blame a so-called rising crime on a rally the president held in El Paso in February. I heard Mika earlier mention that violence increased. Statistically, violence went up, hate crimes went up, in communities where Trump had held rallies. He came into one of the safest communities in the nation. And as a result, or maybe not as a result, that is probably unfair. But months later, a gunman came into our community, she said. Presidential candidate and former Representative Beto O'Rourke echoed Escobar's comments Monday during his own interview on Morning Joe when he said President Trump has trafficked in this stuff from the very beginning, Breitbart News reported. The writing has been on the wall since his maiden speech coming down that escalator describing Mexican immigrants as rapists and criminals, he said. The actions that follow cannot surprise us. O'Rourke continued, he's been racist from day one. Before day one when he was questioning whether Barack Obama was born in the United States. However, Breitbart News reported that President Trump condemned the heinous acts of the alleged gunman during a speech given at the White House on Monday, and urged the nation to reject sinister ideologies. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry and white supremacy, the president said. Hate has no place in America, hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart and devours the soul. In remembrance of the victims who died during the mass shootings over the weekend, the White House issued a proclamation Sunday ordering all flags be flown at half-staff until sunset on August 8, 2019. Through our grief, America stands united with the people of El Paso and Dayton. May God be with the victims of these two horrific crimes and bring aid and comfort to their families and friends, the proclamation read.